This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up today, the dress code blues. A middle school teacher laments having to police hemlines and spaghetti straps. Plus, a new archaeological find sheds light on a dark part of early American history. Evidence of cannibalism among starving settlers at Jamestown. But first, big data at the box office. Statistician and blogger Nate Silver proved the power of predictive statistics during election 2012. Having conquered politics and created affinity analytics on Amazon and Netflix and dipped a toe into social media, data crunchers are moving on to another high-stakes challenge. Hollywood.
Here's Johnny.
Brooks Barnes is a media reporter for the New York Times. He recently wrote about Vinnie Brizzese. He's a statistician and former professor who's using big data to slice and dice Hollywood screenplays. Brooks, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, script doctors are Hollywood staples. We've heard about deflated screenwriters mourning what the studios did to their art. How is Vinnie's approach different?
So, right, those folks have always been around, kind of working in the shadows. What Vinnie is doing, who was described to me as one client as the reigning mad scientist of Hollywood, some think more mad than scientist. What he's doing is trying to apply data to the script, looking at the genre and plot points and comparing that to movies that have come before and saying, okay, you know, this similar movie had this type of box office open, but if you change these elements, perhaps you could have this type of box office result.
Any specific tweaks that Vinnie may suggest after crunching through the script and the numbers?
Horror is one area that he gave me a bunch of examples in, and one of his favorites is he talks about a demon in a horror movie can either target people or be summoned by something. And according to his sort of research, the ones that are targeting have much higher opening weekend. If it's summoned, people aren't as interested. And so his quote is, get rid of that Ouija board scene.
So is there enough data, since this is all about data after all, to suggest if Vinnie's evaluation techniques have succeeded or failed?
So, well, there are reasons to take this guy seriously, as wacky as it sounds, and as much as the writers, capital W, in Hollywood are not happy with this idea. He's the CEO of a company called Worldwide Motion Picture Group, and for about 10 years, it's been one of the leaders in developing focus group practices to tell studios how their movies or nearly finished movies should be tweaked to play with the audience. So what he's doing is taking box office results that are available to everyone, but also looking at his own proprietary databases to say, okay, well, all of our testing on this other movie predicted this, and you know we were right, so you should perhaps take what we're saying here seriously.
Here's one script that went through Vinnie's evaluation, in an early draft anyway. This is from Oz the Great and Powerful, which has now raked in close to $500 million worldwide, starring James Franco as Oz, Zach Braff as the voice of Finley, the flying monkey.
We're really going to do this?
How hard could it be to kill a wicked witch?
Hard! Really hard. It's very, very hard to kill a wicked witch. And what about that poor girl back there? I think she really liked you.
She'll get over me. They always do.
She's a pretty young witch.
So, say his valuation comes away with the protagonist has to have a dopey sidekick. I mean, can we expect
right.
every new release to have a dopey sidekick? Are moviegoers so predictable, Brooks?
The thing is that they kind of are in some way, you know, as much as we would like to think that we're not. And this is about a very specific type of movie. It's not, you know, the Oscar movies. It's not serious dramas. These are big commercial movies designed to play to a global audience. And so that's important to remember. And the other thing is that it was very difficult to get details in terms of what his specific advice for movies is and has been. For Oz, for example, I was only able to find out and verify that they were hired to look at it, but in terms of what the suggestions were and whether or not those specific ones were carried out, we're not really sure. So the point is that they do this analysis. The idea is for then the writers and producers to take it or leave it. You know, we can use part of it, we can use all of it, we can say, you know, Vinny's nuts. we know better.
Well, you mentioned earlier that Hollywood writers are not happy about this, you know, the prospect of their works being edited using statistics. But one big Hollywood writer did speak to you, would not go on record. Now, why not? Is there a part of them that, you know, they want this advice, they want the formula, they want the success?
Right. Well, the idea is that you can take a note from anybody. You know, this you never know where good advice is going to come from. It could be the barista you see every morning. You know, and that person that I spoke with has won an Oscar for writing movies, and I really fought with him to use his name, and ultimately he just said, I can't do that because writers want everyone to think that their work arrives in crystal perfect form, mm-hmm. and the truth is that it doesn't, and that a lot of massaging happens. But the worry, of course, is that this is an area where creativity and gut instinct still reigns. In Hollywood, as in other industries, data has long been used to shape advertising, and nearly finished movies go through focus group testing routinely. But at the beginning of the process is sort of where that still creative spark is supposed to rest, and that's what they're really fighting against.
Another Hollywood illusion shattered. Brooks Barnes, yeah. Media reporter with the New York Times, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, you can link to Brooks's article, Solving Equation of a Hit Film Script with Data, at wordofmouthradio.org. And I got to tell you, this Vinny is a terrific character. It's worth reading.